Hello and welcome to CCRN's In the Spotlight series, where we take a closer look at the work of CCRN graduate students. Today I have the pleasure to introduce you to Cynthia Gillum, who completed her master's degree at St. Mary's University under the supervision of CCRN director Tony Charles. Cynthia has long been interested in the area of research. As a child growing up in Brazil, she could not understand why crab gatherers would live in shacks located in the mangrove areas. Further, the social injustices towards northeastern migrants living in slums always bothered her. For her master's degree, Cynthia decided to take a closer look at these issues and came to realize that the power imbalances between Brazilian elites and oppressed groups were the reasons behind the social injustices she observed as a child. Cynthia's thesis, titled Effects of Social and Environmental Inequalities on the Well-Being of a Slum Community, the Case of Vila dos Pescadores in Southeast Brazil, tackled the role of power and inequality in a well-being context, with emphasis on an environmental and natural resource perspective. Cynthia is currently a PhD candidate in applied science at St. Mary's University in Canada, under the supervision of Tony Charles. Thank you for joining me today, Cynthia.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Tell me, Cynthia, what excites you about the work that you did for your thesis?
As a personal level, working with these amazing people who are living in impoverished areas gives me a sense of justice. I was born and raised in São Paulo City, part of a middle-class family of European descent. Many migrants from northeastern Brazil who live in mangrove slums are Afro-Brazilians. They were and still do suffer racial and economic discrimination, doing the jobs that the elites don't want to do. And this always bothered me, this tremendous injustice. Indeed, slum dwellers are marginalized groups, and in the case of Vila dos Pescadores, many of them are unemployed and make a living as fishers and crab gatherers. While being a master's student in international development studies at St. Mary's University, I learned international development theory, developed my critical thinking skills, and learn to articulate my own thoughts and ideas about important global issues. This learning was complemented and enhanced by this field experience outside the classroom. It was rewarding for me to see other Brazilian governmental and non-governmental organizations working with Vila dos Pescadores after I graduated.
Did you run into any difficulties during your studies? If so, how did you address them?
Upon arriving in Cubatão, my study site, I intended to interview people from the Cubatão Industrial Hub. I contacted several industry representatives, but only Petrobras, a Brazilian oil company, which specializes in energy, oil, and natural gas, and another company, Unipar Carbocloro, a Brazilian chemical company, allowed me to meet industry representatives. Additionally, at the beginning of my research, I also found it difficult to meet with local fishers. When I arrived in Cubatão, the president of the Community Association of Vila dos Pescadores, José Arnaldo dos Santos, with nickname Vadinho, introduced me to fishers in their dock area. However, at times it was difficult to meet fishers, either because they were fishing or they were in their house. I felt there was a general lack of trust in researchers, which made it difficult to interview fishers and community members at the beginning of my research. In addition, when I first traveled to meet this community, I didn't have a lot of background in social sciences. However, I quickly learned how to observe people's behaviors and adapt accordingly in terms of how to interview them and build relationships.
How does your research affect the community that you worked with?
While in the community, I connected the community leader Vadinho with a researcher from the Fisheries Institute. They still work together to help change policies focusing on small-scale fisheries.
What do you think are the next steps for learning more about the topics you addressed in your thesis?
Because the Brazilian elites and the media often consider slums as places of violence and criminality, I found my research helped to show that slums are a place like any other, and local institutions are welcomed to work with the community leader to improve conservation and livelihoods in the community of Vila dos Pescadores and beyond. More importantly, fishers and community members are proud to be part of the mangrove reforestation projects. They help them reintroduce mangrove reforestation projects, which involve children, fishers, and other members of the community. When implementing conservation projects, it is necessary to include a multitude of actors, including the private sector, which can support fishers and community members. The analysis of community and fishers' well-being is important at policy level to allow interventions such as selective urbanization and involvement of fishers in conservation initiatives.
Tell me, Cynthia, how does your research contribute to your field?
My research is unique because it tackles environmental racism, well-being and relational well-being in a slum community. In addition, this research can potentially help improve partnerships between the public and private sectors with community leaders in slums.
Thank you again, Cynthia, for joining us today and sharing your work with us.
Oh, thank you for having me.
If you are interested in learning more about Cynthia's work in coastal communities, I highly recommend reading her thesis and publications which we have listed on our website. Thank you for joining us today.